it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:23 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass, who's about to be on the hot seat. Coming up, We are going to go in the huddle. But I do want to mention this Saturday from noon until 2, I'm going to be out at Lou Saab Kia in Noonan as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan is going to win a 50-inch 4K smart TV, and it's a whole tailgate kit. You get the rolling stand, you get a Yeti cooler, and then another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. That's going to be the Atlanta-Washington game. That is Saturday, 10 to noon at noon to 2 at Lou Saab Kia in Noonan with me on Sports Radio 99 The Game. So we got that noon to 2. I want you to go out there, though, because Chris from Carrollton showed up this last Saturday. Big listener of 92.9 The Game. First time he's ever met a personality from 92.9 The Game.
There you go.
So we officially have three members in Allie's army. But Chris showed up, and I was simply asking him, like, how do you think we're going to do tomorrow? And he was really excited for the Tampa game. And I was like, where are you going to watch? You going to a bar? What are you going to do? And he was like, no. Me and my wife, Tiff, we're just going to hang out at home. Dude walked away with those tickets.
There you go.
He was there yesterday.
Bravo.
Yes.
I
will say he didn't officially declare Allie's army. He was like, well, I like everyone.
No.
His thing was, he was like, I like everyone. However, Bo likes Florida and Mike's a Bama guy. And I was like, well, I like Georgia. And he was like, there we go.
Here we go. I knew it was coming out at some point.
But he was very excited about that. And then Sherelle bought a Kia at the remote, and then walked away with that 50-inch TV. She has to put it in the back of her brand new car.
Okay. I thought that was her last name. I was like, I've never heard that last name before.
No, Sherelle
bought a Kia. I was like, damn, where is she from?
I just mumbled my words too much.
But Sherelle bought a Kia. Yeah. Congratulations, Sherelle.
How long till we hear Allie start voicing Kia? We want to see you in a brand new Kia. Like, I just know it's coming. I know it's coming.
It was a great time. And there's always like hot dogs and stuff on the grill. So please come out this Saturday. I would love to meet you. And you could be like Chris and Sherelle and win prizes. All right, Dylan, we got to talk about Philly.
I love this. I cannot wait for this.
Okay.
You know what? Go ahead and play the In the Huddle music, and we'll go in the huddle with this. All right, so Dylan was a very supportive boyfriend and went to the Phillies opener last week. We talked about that last week. We talked about it Friday, the spitting everything. Mm. But then I saw some of Simone's videos on Twitter.
Mm.
And I so badly wanted to pull them. But, you know, as soon as I pull them, they go straight to Dylan. So I couldn't reveal what I noticed about the videos.
That's a good point.
Was there a banner giveaway with the Eagles?
Yes, there was.
Okay. So Simone gets her banner, and she's with another fan. They're going, champs, champs.
Oh,
yes. Who else is yelling champs in the background?
Oh, no, he was not.
Wait.
No, he was not. Please, no.
Wait, what?
Please, no.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Now I have to go on her Twitter.
Did you
yell I see.
Champs or not?
You
Dylan,
were yelling
it's
champs.
Not, we don't need video evidence. You were there.
I don't remember.
Oh,
Dylan.
No.
I don't remember.
You were caught
that was
up.
A, that was a long day.
No,
and
Dylan,
I honestly do not remember if I was yelling champs.
I have had your back in this.
I don't recall.
He was caught up in the moment.
I don't recall.
And Simone's dancing with another fan, and Dylan in the background is going, champs, champs, champs.
Can we confirm that this was me? Are we sure? Is it? I mean, do we know it's my voice?
How about
to go back and
we go through a few of the games that happened for week one, and you pull up Simone's Twitter.
Okay.
And see if you can find that video.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, you mean,
I have the video right here. I will have the audio for a short.
It's a man-up Monday,
stop.
Dylan.
You don't need us. We don't need to confirm or deny it. You need to deny
it's
and you
your
have
soul, my friend.
And you have yet to deny it.
I am
it
actively is. Denying it because I
no,
do not remember.
You
he said it was a long day.
It was.
You started stuttering. You started making it was a long day, and I don't even
hey,
know
she
if I was
set you
there.
Up for that one too because she said, "Did you film the video?" So
I
your
did,
voice
I asked
behind
you.
The camera.
I did film that video.
Going, champs.
That is totally you.
There was a lot of people there yelling champs. Yeah, I don't know if it was me. But I'm going to have the auto for us in just a second.
How do you not know? Hold on a second. You just said it was a long day, so you don't remember.
It was.
Then you said it wasn't you, and you're denying it. And then you said you can't remember. So which is it, Mr. Matthews?
I don't think it
Answer the question.
I am. I don't think it was me. I don't remember it was me.
How do you not know it was you? How do you not remember what you did? Were you abbreviated? Wait, were you drunk? Were you on some kind of substance that would make you not remember?
Nope.
How do you not remember?
I was feeling good.
Answer the question.
I was feeling good. I wouldn't say drunk, but you know, I was feeling good.
are you or not chanting champs?
I don't think I was because I don't think I would do something like that.
What do you mean you don't think? How do you not know?
All
right. How is this not clear?
All right. Were you abbreviated is what I took away from that.
That's what I'm saying from now on.
That was what I am saying from now on when somebody's been drinking. Right. You look abbreviated.
While he gets that audio carried away.
Couldn't get the words out.
Let's talk about last night's game. Buffalo beat Baltimore 41-40. Very close game.
What an incredible comeback from Buffalo. I think Josh Allen actually ended up talking trash to the fans a little bit. He's like, yeah, some people in the stands leaving a little bit early, didn't believe in us. But we always had faith, have a little faith in us. Just great. Just a battle between two MVPs. You expect that to be an incredible game. It absolutely delivered on all fronts. Buffalo able to come back and get that one-point victory on that last-minute field goal. They're both good quarterbacks. Let me just leave it at that. I don't need to split hairs on who carries their defense or who relies on their defense.
But neither.
Who cares?
They're both
extremely good.
They both carried defenses last night. With this being the score, Lamar had 70. Dude, Lamar just, you know, he's so good. He brings such another element. Josh Allen over 400 yards total offense. Lamar almost 300. They're just both so freaking good. And look, it's okay. It's okay for them. It's okay.
I agree. We don't have to just sit here and say one of them's better than the other. We don't have to do that.
You know what kills me is that people want you to argue about it, and we can't love both of them equally.
Dude, they're so good.
I love both of them.
We'll go back to that topic earlier. You were like, I feel like, you know, Lamar should be more reserved and a little more calculated in these situations. Completely co-sign on Lamar shoving that fan.
No. I just see you're taking that context. I'm not upset with him. I just don't want this to be a trend, and I want him to be careful because the last thing I want is one of the premier players in the league suspended because something happens and something goes too far or injured, or we get into this trend where fans and players are in an issue. It's just a bad thing overall. I'm not criticizing Lamar in any way.
No, I know you do. I was trying to do a good job of making sure I didn't take you out of contest. You said, I hope, you know, hopefully he's a little more calculated in the way he approaches
the
fans.
Just be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be careful. Because
I'm going to tell you right now, though, I'm glad he wasn't careful. That guy mugged him in the head.
He shoved
his head.
Well, the fan should be ejected immediately.
And banned for life.
But it goes down a road that a path I don't want us to go down.
Now, we got to talk about the Steelers game, but I'm going to warn you, we do have audio from Dylan to play before we leave this segment in the huddle. So we're going to talk about the Steelers first. So the Steelers beat the Jets 34-32. Aaron Rodgers, pretty excited about that. He was actually asked about it in his presser, how it felt to beat his former team.
I was happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
Woo! Now, he was asked specifically about Aaron Glenn.
Woo!
And about their meeting, and did it feel good to beat Aaron Glenn? And that's his answer, is the proper way to answer it. If you have a problem with that comment, then you should have a problem with the question. Reporters aren't allowed to ask whatever they want, and a player's not allowed to answer it in this politically correct way. I loved exactly what Aaron Rodgers said.
I did too.
And that's how he should feel. They told you to kick rocks.
There's also a beauty in the fact that in the NFL, why most people don't say things, there's always that saying, never burn a bridge when it comes to the NFL.
Well, that bridge seems to be already burned, though.
No. Well, here's what I was going to say is he ain't got to worry about burning no bridges. What does Aaron Rodgers have to worry about? We don't even know if he's going to play this year. He ain't worried about that.
But I like Aaron Glenn, but Aaron Glenn kind of took shots too, you know, before this game. He said he basically said we didn't want that type of guy around here. Like he pretty much came out and said that. So I mean, you know, that bridge is been burned.
Yeah, man. That's some crazy stuff. But I loved it, though.
You're right, though, about the he's going to retire, so what's the matter?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, dude, yo, that ship has sailed. I don't have to worry about being ever around those people ever again. Yeah, I loved it. It was awesome.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quickly, I want to mention that the Colts did beat the Dolphins 33-8, and Green Bay beat the Lions 27-13. Now, we have the evidence. We have the video in question. Dylan has pulled
he
it.
He looks so timid right now.
And so, again, Dylan was up supporting his girlfriend. She's an Eagles fan. He went. He's a Falcons fan, allegedly. Went to the home opener, and they were giving out banners, and Simone is dancing in this video with another fan. They're shouting champs, and in the background, what do we hear?
Right in the man cave. Big champ. Big champ.
Oh.
Big champ.
Oh. No.
I can explain
I
myself.
I dare you to try to deny that.
I can explain myself. That was just me hyping them up. That That wasn't me expressing that I was an Eagles fan. I'm a Falcons fan, ride or die. I was born and raised here. I am a Falcons fan through and through. I bleed red and black.
Did you and can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you and Simone take a picture at the game together?
Oh, my gosh.
We took a selfie.
Can dude, can I see it?
I've had your
it's
back
on her phone.
On this.
She took it on her phone.
Uh-huh. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing I'm actually wearing a Drake shirt. I no lie, I'm wearing a Drake tour shirt. Wow. I promise you.
I've had your back on this for so long, man, that I just the whole champ.
That, so that was just that one hurt, Allie, you know what? Allie explained it best. I was hyping them up and not being a sour, you know, whatever. And I was just, you know, hyping them up and being happy for them. That's all I was doing.
It absolutely hurt me.
Your words are falling on deaf ears.
I have
right
nothing
now.
Else to say.
I was being a hype man for them. That's it. I'm a Falcons fan.
So disappointed in you.
That was good, Allie.
Coming up, lots of football over the weekend. We're going to dive into week two of college football next. Mic'd Up is also on the way next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.